Welcome to Coaster Track, a UK theme park podcast in association with ScareTrack. Please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Coaster Track, ScareTrack, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's begin the show.
You're listening to Coaster Track, a UK theme park podcast.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Coaster Track podcast. My name is Mikey and on today's episode we are bringing you a on-location trip report from the Alton Towers Resort for their brand new event, Oktoberfest. Now, a huge thank you to Alton Towers firstly for inviting us over to check out the brand new event, and guys, we were not disappointed. In fact, myself and Hannah always go to Germany each and every October and our flights have been cancelled 3 times. Well, never fear, because Alton Towers are to the rescue. Instead of having Oktoberfest over in Germany this year, we are having Oktoberfest here in the UK, and Alton Towers genuinely have put on the best UK Oktoberfest event we've ever been to. Some fantastic beers on offer, some fantastic music, just the whole atmosphere of the park has been really uplifted with the whole entertainments, the bunting, the archway you see when you go straight down to the lawn in front of those beautiful gothic towers. Honestly, the event was fantastic, and it's a completely free event as well, folks. You don't need to pay for it. You obviously just need to pay to get into Alton Towers, and then that's it. From 2 o'clock onwards till 7 on weekdays and 8 at the weekends, you can enjoy a fantastic Oktoberfest. So get yourself a bratwurst, get yourself a beer, and have a fantastic good old jolly old needs up. So let's take you to our on-location review and trip report of the day we had at Alton Towers, and of course the Oktoberfest event. But before we do that, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, guys, www.youtube.com/ScareTrack, where you can check out Hannah's beer break episode giving you all the visuals from the event. So be sure to subscribe, click that bell notification, watch that video, and indeed now enjoy this on-location trip report from the Alton Towers Resort for their brand new event, Oktoberfest.
You're listening to the Coaster Track podcast.
Hello folks, and welcome to this on-location review episode here by the Coaster Track podcast with ScareTrack, and of course today we are highlighting Hannah's beer break. Now, we are at the Alton Towers Resort, so we're going to give you a little bit of a mini trip report for our first half of the day, and then give you our full beer break rundown of how we've enjoyed their Oktoberfest event, the family fun event here at the Alton Towers Resort. But like I say, I'm with my beautiful wife, Hannah. Hannah, have you had a good day?
I have had a really good day. I wasn't expecting massive things when I came in, but without spoilers for the rest of the episode, I've had a really great day.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Hannah's on probably point number 8 now, so we'll see how that goes. You can probably hear a little bit of the accordion in the background, along with a Spinball Wizard going by as well. So we are on the lawns here at the Alton Towers Resort, just at the end of Tower Street. We've got a beautiful view of the lake and the towers, and of course they've got an awesome stage set up as well with loads of benches. So to give you a little bit of a general idea of what the place looks like, guys, we've got loads of barrels for people to stand and have a drink by, loads and loads of benches, so lots of seating.
It's open fires, so you've got open that fires. Woody, oaky smell just drifting around the whole area, which really adds to the atmosphere.
Definitely, and I can only imagine how good this will look at night. Unfortunately, we can't stay late tonight. It does close at 7, so it'd still be light anyway, but on the weekends it closes at 8. Also, it's only going to be a matter of a few weeks before the place is absolutely
dark. It's already nighttime now.
Yeah, starting to get dark, so as the night's drawing, the atmosphere is going to be great. They've got 2 stages. They've got a beer kettle, so they've got the bar, they've got Bratwurst, they've got Hog Roast, they've got all the Oktoberfest merch, so much merch. They've got Pommers, so they've got their fries, they've got a marshmallow, you can toast your own marshmallow.
They've got hot chocolates, they've got glue wine, which is mulled wine, they've got Bavarian biscuits.
They've got loads, and it's an awesome. The bunting's all over the place. All the blue and white flags are everywhere.
The theming's phenomenal, and then you've got amazing German bands that happen on the main stage. And then whilst they're not performing, you've got people doing covers,
like acoustic sets on the second stage.
In the second stage, it's been a really great atmosphere, and I've really enjoyed it.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about Oktoberfest in a moment, just give you a quick trip report of the day here at the Alton Towers Resort. And like I say, we have got our YouTube channel as well, guys, so head over to youtube.com/scaretrack, where from today at Alton Towers you can check out a coaster track mini vlog, a beer break episode, and we've got a mini scare cam episode giving you a few snippets of the construction that we could find here at the Alton Towers Resort. So a little bit of construction we saw for Freak Show Toxic Waste Ground. So check those out again in the link below. Go over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack. So we started the day off nice and early, and we thought we'd do some rides. We wanted to do about 4 hours worth of rides and then do basically 4 hours worth of Oktoberfest. We cut straight in and we just walked on Wicker Man, didn't we?
Absolutely. I was pretty concerned because Wicker Man's quite a lengthy queue line. It's quite built up and wooden, so I was quite concerned about that. But we got in and it said 20 minutes, and it wasn't. It was practically walk on. We had to wait, I'd say, two shows worth, even though they're not doing shows. I'd say two shows worth behind, which is what on average you'd expect from a dead Wednesday in September.
Yeah, absolutely. So we managed to get on straight on that, and I would like to say that it just feels faster to me. I know it's been there a few years now. It feels to me that it's just really coming into its own. It's really just getting solid runs on that train and those trains now. It's running nice and fast. We're close to the back, so there's a nice bit of whipping around the track and really enjoyable. And then we've basically done most of the park in a clockwise fashion. We did Runaway Mine Train, and there was some awesome Bavarian music over there. We had four circuits on the Runaway Mine Train.
We went through as a group of five.
Yeah, there was only five of us on
and
the
there
train.
There was no kids.
Yeah, no kids. And we've not seen many kids all day. It's been fantastic, actually. Then we continued round over to Duel, obviously. The Haunted House fights back. And we actually never use the guns, do we? One, because Hannah keeps beating me on gun games anyway. Exactly. But we prefer just to enjoy it and just watch the scenes play out, don't we, Hannah?
Yeah, definitely. I prefer an old school ghost train to a zombie shooty
thing. Yeah,
ride.
Definitely.
I prefer to just sit and look at it and look at how pretty it is. And the aesthetics were working so well. There's still a couple of things that I've seen done better, but like in that attraction, like the floating heads or the bats, for example, I've seen them in that attraction be better, but I saw so many new things.
Yeah, I was going to say, the light, basically everything was on point. The lighting, the sound effects, everything seemed to be working, mostly working. Obviously, there was a few things that were still need a few tweaking, but I think Hannah's talking more so about the type of lighting on the floating heads, the bats. They used to use standard bulb strobes. Now they use LED bulbs, which just don't give the same UV slash effect.
It doesn't make it look like bats are flying across your head, which is what it used to be. Or it doesn't make it look like a ghost is flying past your head, which is what it used to look like. So it's disappointing that it still is like that, but from what we've seen before, they have made it better.
They've dimmed it down, so it looks hell of a lot better now. So definitely,
but still not as good as it
was. I don't think that's any fault of Towers.
I just think that area needs to not be LED focused.
Yeah.
I think that area needs to be strobe focused.
That's the problem, though. It's very hard to get those kind of lights nowadays. It's 2020, so it's just the way it goes forward, and that's the changing lights what we're going. Anyway, we're getting a bit too technical now. We went over to.
I really enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, it was
really
a great ride. Absolutely good ride on the Haunted House Strikes Back on Duel. And then, obviously, naturally, you go to Forbidden Valley, Nemesis, walk on, running as good as ever, and you can never have a bad go on Nemesis, can you?
I really enjoy Nemesis. There's always a part that makes me feel like I'm going to black out.
Well, you grey out, don't you?
but I know where to close my eyes, so that doesn't happen. But no, I really enjoyed it. It was smooth, and we haven't been on Nemesis in over a year.
Yeah, it's
so it was
be a
nice
while.
To get back on good old Nemi.
Yeah, definitely. And then we did Galactica. It's basically air. There's no VR. We said this on our Coaster Track episode that you can check out on our YouTube channel. It's just so much better now there's no VR, isn't it? It's a good quality flying coaster, you know, the first ever flying coaster, and they decided to put VR on it. It didn't make sense to me. So much better now that it's back to basically old school air. You know, the 2002 flying B&M coaster, you can't beat it. Such a good ride. And then we got the Skyride over. Unfortunately, Dark Forest was looking pretty busy. It did start getting busy.
Yeah, for everything over there. So we headed over to X Sector
and walked on Smiler and walked on Oblivion. So we'd done well all round. And then after that, it was around 2 o'clock to come here for the Oktoberfest event. So yeah, we got on basically all major rides in park except for Dark Forest.
So we got on all major rides on park apart from Dark Forest in between 10 and 2, and in that time we went to the roller coaster restaurant.
Yeah,
that's not bad going.
It's not bad going at all. And the roller coaster restaurant, by the way, our latest visit was amazing. We had a fantastic time.
Oh,
our steak was cooked
so
to perfection.
Better than last time.
Yeah.
So much
better. Yeah, definitely. I think we went on a day where it was in the holidays. It was really busy. There's a few things not quite right, but they have put them right today, and we'd definitely recommend it. Speaking of recommendations, Oktoberfest at Orton Towers is awesome. Genuinely, we're having a fantastic time. We're here now, just towards the end of the day. Like I say, Hannah's 8 or 9 points down. Let's talk about the beer first. You're slowing a little bit, but we're okay.
Sorry.
Let's talk about the beer keller, the bar they have here. So what beers do they have on sale here, Hannah?
So they have Spartan, which is the typical Munich beer. It's sort of fashioned like a British lager, but from a Munich point of view. But it has quite a zesty orange finish. So if you think Heineken and orange, and that's probably what it's going to taste like. It's crisp and it's refreshing, but it is zesty. They also sell Beck's, which is your homegrown British lager that Germans make.
British lager that Germans make? Oh, is that
a
thing?
If I was to say Stella to you, you'd know Stella, but it's
French.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean you're used to having it in British pubs?
Yeah.
That's what you're getting.
That's
confused.
What I mean.
Right.
Yeah. So homegrown from Germany. British Beck's.
German beer that we have in British pubs.
Yes.
That makes sense.
And then they also have Erdinger, which it's a wheat beer that a lot of people don't like because they look at it and they think it's cloudy and they think it's gross. It's absolutely one of the most delicious beers I've ever had.
It's one of your favourites, isn't it?
It is one of my favourites. I love Erdinger. It's quite heavy, so you know that you've drank it. It fills you up a lot more than any other lager. It's lovely, it's beautiful, I recommend it, I love it, I'm drinking it now.
I accidentally poured a little bit into your Spartan by mistake, didn't I? But you've said it's turned out quite nice.
It was actually quite nice, half Spartan, half Erdinger. It was actually quite nice, but I wouldn't order it.
No, that was my mistake. And not only do they sell it, but next door to the Bier Keller, so the bar, they have the Oktoberfest merch tent. So you've got yours out of a lovely tankard, what's it called, a stein. It's not glass. Bear in mind, but I suppose that makes sense here, a busy theme park.
It's themed, so it's good. It's got the Oktoberfest logo, it's got the Orton Towers logo, it's a stein, so it's got a handle, and you can pour your pints into it and get them refilled for 50p cheaper than a normal pint.
Oh, perfect. Excellent. I didn't know that bit. Great. And also, speaking of merch, before we go on to all the other stands that they got here at Oktoberfest, Hannah, you have bought a hat, which isn't branded, but it's a cool hat, which
I've
you've just put
back
Oktoberfest
on. I've got an Oktoberfest hat, I've got an Oktoberfest jumper, I've got an Oktoberfest badge, and a stein.
Yeah, so they loved you.
The only thing I didn't buy was a T-shirt and a mug.
Yeah, there's still time, people. There's still time. But yeah, so we're going through. Obviously, as you arrive, you'll see everything all set up. And this is a free event. You know, they have it down at Thorpe Park as well. It's a free event that's included within your ticket price. But the job they're doing here is just second to none, and it beats anywhere else that
we've...
You
haven't even mentioned the food.
I'm getting onto that. So you'd arrive, you'll see the big October Family Fun Festival inflatable right at the top of the launch. You come in, we've spoken about the beer to the right, but also to the right, we've got a selection of food choices. We've got the bratwurst stand, because you've got to have a bratwurst, and they have different variations. I think they've got a currywurst in there as well. We had a bratwurst... nice. You said there's quite a lot of bread, Hannah, but I like a lot of bread.
Yeah, for me personally, it was too much bread, but that's my personal preference.
Still a big, thick sausage in it, though.
Oh, yes, it was a lovely sausage. Yeah.
Definitely. But it was nice, really good. Most things seem to be £8, but at a theme park, special event, they're the kinds of prices you're going to get used to, even if you're at a standard Oktoberfest event over in Munich, over anywhere in Germany. We go to Germany each and every year. We don't go specifically for Oktoberfest, but we do go in October. So the Oktoberfest celebrations are all underway. They are unpopping throughout park. And yeah, you'd just imagine spending that much anyway. So we've got the beer keller, we've got the bratwurst stand, we've got the merch stand, and then we've also got hog roast as well. I had the hog roast. Absolutely gorgeous, really, really nice, with a good bit of crackling as well. You had a bite of mine, didn't you, Hannah? It was good.
I did. I really enjoyed it.
Definitely.
It was a lovely golden brioche bun.
Yeah, it was a really good bun, wasn't it? Again, it felt like a German bun. That sounds silly, but I go to Germany quite a lot. It did feel like a German bun.
This bun feels German.
This is a German bun. And then next to that, you've basically got the sweets stand, which has lots of... It's got candy floss on
it's
there.
Got hot chocolates. You can have like a Bailey's hot chocolate and a Amaretto hot chocolate. It's also got marshmallows ready for toasting right next to the open fire.
Yeah, there's an open fire right next door, and it's... Oh, you know what? I think I might have to have another toasted
and it was
marshmallow.
Only £2 for a marshmallow on a stick. You'd go, that's £2 for a marshmallow on a stick. But it's a massive marshmallow.
It's huge, yeah.
On a stick, and you get to toast it over an open fire.
I'd buy a couple more.
Delicious.
Oh, you know what? I forgot how good they do taste. So really good. And they have lots of things that you can get on that sort of sweet stand as well. Next to that, they got Pommers, which is obviously chips. We haven't gone to that one because our bellies are full. And they have got the Rote wine. Rote wine, not that's
glue
red wine.
Wine.
Glue wine, which is mulled wine. Unfortunately, that stand is closed at the moment. It was open a little bit earlier.
No, I'm so gutted because I said, oh, I can't wait to get a glue wine later. And now it's closed.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate. But it will more than likely, I'm guessing, when people start heading over to this side of park, which will be shortly, I'm sure that will open up again. Like I say, park is now open for another few hours, so it's open till 7 o'clock. That kind of brings us to the end, apart from the entertainment, which we brought up at the beginning. There's an awesome, nice little tent, and they've had a guy doing acoustic covers on his guitar. There's a girl playing now who's absolutely fantastic, doing a few covers. So really, in between the main stage, they're just keeping the atmosphere going, keeping everyone entertained. They had one of their mascot characters, and they did a few fun dances. We saw a few of the kids, the very few kids here, which is great today, but we saw a few of them enjoying that.
And then the main stage has got the German jukebox, who I absolutely adored. They had me up and dancing. They wouldn't let me stop when I tried to sit down and relax. They were like, no, you need to get back up and dance. This is our dance. They taught us routines. There was a guy with a, what's it called?
Trombone?
No, the piano thing.
Oh, like a accordion.
Accordion?
Yeah. Accordion.
So, like a piano that goes in and out?
Yeah,
that,
accordion.
Yeah, yeah, okay. There was a guy with an accordion that was absolutely brilliant, and he was like, Eins, zwei, drei, and then he said...
Something else in
Super.
German.
Which was like, drink up.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the word. So
our German listeners are shouting at us now. Sorry, guys. We miss you. We miss you over there.
It sounded like super. And that meant drink up. So whatever drink up means is what he said. So it was like, one, two, three, drink. And it really got me up and pumped. And it really got me in the spirit.
Definitely, and they're doing such a fantastic job. Like I said, there's him, there's the band as well that play all the brass instruments that we were doing lots of dances to as well. And they're doing such a great job because it is, like we said earlier, we walked on most rides. It is a quieter day on park, and these sort of events rely on atmosphere. So it is quieter. One, that means it's great. It means there's no queues. But two, they are doing a fantastic job in trying to keep people entertained, keep the atmosphere pumping. Like I say, they've got the open fires. It all just looks nice, pretty. Smells good, tastes good. The whole event as a whole, it's just a winner, isn't it, Hannah?
Yeah, absolutely. I've loved it. I've really enjoyed myself, and I don't want to leave.
Yeah, no, well, we've got another hour or so here, which is great.
Let's go dancing then.
Let's go dancing. Yeah, they've got someone doing the in the second stage tent now. But yeah, it's great. I mean, we want to say a huge thank you to Orton Towers for inviting us to this event. We genuinely do appreciate it. And some people do say on the podcast, well, if you're invited to an event, does that mean you have to say nice things? No, the answer is no. We have genuinely here on Coast Track and on Scare Track always kept our integrity, and we will give an honest review. And here pure honesty, I genuinely really, really enjoyed it. If we went somewhere else or we came here and we didn't have the fun event that we were promised or hoped for, then we'd be completely directly honest with you guys. Like I say, we want you guys to support the show and you respect our opinion. We want to give you our fair and honest opinion. And our opinion of Oktoberfest Family Fun Festival at the Orton Towers Resort, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Worth every penny of your entry just to do the coasters and do the event. I've had an amazing time and I'm going to continue to drink my beers way into the evening.
So I think that brings us to the end of this little discussion here at Oktoberfest, Hannah. It's been good, it's been fun. You know what? I'd like to try and come again.
I've had such an amazing time. I don't want to leave.
No, no, we don't.
Don't make me go.
Okay, I won't make you go. Get another beer. Get another beer. Like I say, with this episode of Beer Break is also on our YouTube channel where you'll be able to see some visuals of the day. YouTube.com/scaretrack. We got our beer break. We got our coaster track episode from the park today as well. We've also got a mini scare cam trying to show you a few sneak peeks of the Scarefest construction too. Going to pass it back over to myself in the studio now to wrap up this episode. A huge thank you for listening here live on location at the Orton Towers Resort.
You're listening to the Coaster Track Podcast.
So there we go, folks. As you can tell from the on-location audio, we had an absolute fantastic time at the Orton Towers Resort for Oktoberfest. You might be able to tell that Hannah's had a couple as well, but obviously safely and responsibly. Hashtag drink responsibly. But yeah, we had a fantastic time at Orton Towers. A huge thank you to Lizzie and the team for inviting us up to check out the event. We also have a new episode coming up on Scare Track, our main podcast, with Chris Carter, the head of entertainment of the Orton Towers Resort, talking all about this season's Scarefest event as well. But yeah, a fantastic time at Orton Towers. A huge thank you to Lizzie and the whole team for inviting us up. And a well done. They've put on a fantastic, fantastic event. Before we go, guys, be sure to be following us over on our social media pages. I mention this on every Scare Track and Coaster Track episode. If you like what we're doing here on the podcast, be sure to follow us over on social media. We are on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search for Scare Track, which is our main podcast. We do have more podcasts coming up very shortly. We've got loads all about the COVID-19 measures in multiple screen parks coming up, and we also may have a few more coaster tracks coming up in the coming weeks as well. So that brings us to the end of this episode of Coaster Track. A huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, folks.